Avec nous aujourd'hui, Joël Bouchard. La première question, first question, will go to Amy Johnson. Amy, you're up.
Thank you, Charles. Good afternoon, Joel.
Hey, Amy.
First off the bat, with the news of Stefan Waite being relieved last night, Marco, of course, up now helping until Sean Burke can come in after his quarantine. That we've talked about how you're already shorthanded with Alex Burrows' promotion and the workload that you were going to be sharing with your first road trip of the season coming up next week, particularly. What kind of added pressure does that put on you from a coaching standpoint now that your goaltending and video coach is going to be up for a little bit?
Just you got to manage. That's my job. Mm-hmm. It's our job. I got Dan. We're going to find, obviously, we're looking for options and solution, but the reality is there's a quarantine for anybody I want to kind of emboss. It's not like it could be easy if we could just call, you know, I have connection and people I know that could come and help short term, but the quarantine obviously is slowing us down. So we're leaving on Monday. I got Danimal with me and we've been in the trenches. We'll figure it out. And Francis has been here. Francis Bouillon is not going to be on the road, but Francis has been here helping out for two practice a day. So, you know, it's okay. It's positive. Like I said, every time I got my phone and it's green in the morning and can come to the rink and work with the guys.
It's a good day. Can you talk briefly for fans, particularly who pay attention to the Canadians more often and aren't as familiar with Marco Marciano and all the work that he's done in the organization over the years? Can you just talk a little bit about why he's such a good goaltending coach?
We go way back. We worked together at the Montreal Junior with Pascal Vincent and Dominique Ducharme. That was our crew. He's a hard worker. He's a professional. He's my boy. we had him at the Armada and, you know, he left to come to the American League and, he'll do anything. He's a good Italian boy that will do anything for his coaching staff. And he's really good at with the goalie work, but he's already really good with the video and cutting game and stuff for us. So he's a workhorse. We like him a lot. I think the organization is lucky to have him and I think everybody appreciates him in the organization. So I think, you know, there's a flip side of, you know, you guys are short, like two coaches right now, but he gets to go to the NHL for a little bit, which is going to be exciting for him. So we always look at that side. It's like, we're not, when we get those news, it's not about me. It's about the guys that get opportunity. So that's why it's so positive.
And just lastly, more to the task at hand with the Rocket back at practice today. What are you seeing this week and how are you using this long stretch in between games to really get ready for this?
We try to keep some momentum. We've had a plan with the player. We go to practice today. We obviously not with the same player, but because we have a lot of players, so we split them. Tomorrow we have I have a plan with a control scrimmage and special team and working on some stuff, cleaning up our game. We're going to head to the weekend preparing ourselves for next week. First road trip of the year with, you know, COVID and different regulation and reality. So, you know, you give me, like I said, boards, ice time and a puck, and it's my job to coach them. So we do, and the guys have been great. They worked hard. They've been understanding. They've been helping out. With the situation, we all understand we're living something that's different. So they've been really good.
Excellent. Thank you, Joel.
Thanks.